The email is as follows. I have a wife who talks too much. She has a reply for everything, and her tongue is sharper than the sword. I say to her, don't shout or hit the kids, and behave with good morals. Whereas she replies, go and find a wife who has better morals than me. I say, did your parents not teach you how to bring up kids with good manners? She replies, you teach your daughter good manners. I say, I am not happy with your behavior. And she replies, I am not happy with your behavior. I say, women should be obedient to their husband. Whereas she replies, those were in the old days. Now men should be obedient to their wives. I say, by this attitude of yours, you will go to hell. Whereas she replies, okay, what is it to you? You go to heaven, I'll go to hell. I say, women should keep their tongue under control and don't let your tongue out too much. She replies, when you buy a head of a sheep or cow, its tongue is out. So why should I not let my tongue out?
Okay. Now for this type of tongue, as we discussed on the tongue, so if you do nasihat, this type of person, there's no benefit. If you are giving advice or telling her any hadith, any ayah, you can't change her. So because she hasn't any control on her tongue, maybe sometime men are like that. So for this solution is that if you want to give her advice, want to tell her any good thing, you tell her indirectly. Don't say you say me. I have this problem. And another thing, best thing is for that is you start supplication. Ask from God for her guidance. Because this type of people are very, very in big problem. But they don't know about their problem. In psychology, it's proved. When you are looking at person and smiling and saying, how are you? You are okay? With good behavior, when you are praising any person, for example, you are saying your wife, mashallah, you are very lovely, you are very good, you are very hard worker. Do you know? By saying this good verse, you are increasing her self-esteem, and also you are increasing your self-esteem. Okay? When you are smiling, you are not only giving benefits to others, you are giving benefits to yours also. Anything good, when you are saying to others, you are increasing her self-esteem. And self-esteem is very, very important for your personality. We haven't time today. Next program we will discuss what is the self-esteem in psychology and how this self-esteem is important for changing your character and behavior. Is very, very important. But on the other hand, the psychology is telling us when you are abusing another person, insulting another person, you are not only destroying his self-esteem, you are also destroying your self-esteem. But the people who have the bad behavior, they don't know this thing. This is the secret. So when you are saying good thing another person, you are increasing his self-esteem and also your self-esteem. And when you are saying bad thing any person, you are destroying your self-esteem. And also you're destroying that person's self-esteem. So of course, we have to give them this scientific knowledge also. When you are talking in this way, you don't know, but actually you are killing yourself also. Yeah. You are destroying also your body, your spirit, your behavior, your love, your akhlaq, everything. So inshallah, next time we will discuss on the also self-esteem. Because self-esteem is very, very important in Islamic psychology. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, sisters.
Thank you.
You came in our program. And inshallah, next time also, we will be, okay, we will continue the same program. Thank you for all others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fi amanillah.